And this afternoon, we've got more slow-moving thunderstorms. So northwest New Jersey on flood alert, 2-inch-per-hour rainfall rates coming again this afternoon.
There's a tropical storm system forming in the Gulf that could develop into a tropical storm or possibly a hurricane, bringing a lot of rain to Louisiana. Still 0% containment in the Grand Canyon wildfire that destroyed historic buildings and structures along the North Rim. That and another Grand Canyon fire believed to have been started by lightning. President Trump doesn't want to talk about Jeffrey Epstein anymore, but many of his supporters are demanding answers. Some continue to accuse the Justice Department of breaking a promise to release everything it has on Jeffrey Epstein. House Speaker Mike Johnson joining that. This is ABC News. It's been 3 years since the first Kia Challenge video taught TikTok how to steal South Korean cars using a USB connector. 3 years later, ABC's Jim Ryan says Kias and Hyundais still top the list of the most stolen vehicles in the country.
In fact, the top five most stolen vehicles listed by the insurance industry are Kia and Hyundai models, even though those car makers have fixed the hardware issue that made them easy to take. Last year, more than 850,000 vehicles of all types were stolen in the U.S., which is actually a 17% decline from 2023.
And when it comes to states, geography makes a difference. The Jeep Grand Cherokee, the most stolen vehicle in Michigan, the Honda CRV, the New York State, and the Chevy Silverado in Texas. The first baseball All-Star game that ended in a tie under new rules broken by a home run swing-off last night. The Phillies' Kyle Schwarber went 3-for-3 to lift the National League over the American League. Schwarber also named All-Star MVP. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Looking to join in the fun for the Evergreen 5K run, walk, Rotary Pickleball Tournament, kiddie car races, or parade during Flamborama Weekend? Well, the Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce has created an event registration section to make it easy to find. Just go to parkfalls.com and scroll down on the homepage. Once again, that is your place to go to sign up for any of the local events coming up this Flamborama weekend. Just go to parkfalls.com and scroll down on the homepage. July 26th, over at the Phillips Sportsman's Club from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., it's the Price County K-9 First Annual Trap Shoot. You can register in person at the Price County Sheriff's Office lobby, and there is a $40 registration fee. Registration includes two rounds of trap and first annual canine trap shoot t-shirt, and there will be prizes for top scores for adult and youth, along with 50-50 and raffles and canine demonstrations. If you'd like to sponsor or donate to the event, please email Daniel Lambert at daniel.lambert@pricecounty.wi.gov or Craig Calzavara at craig.calzavara@pricecounty.wi.gov. Once again, this is taking place July 26th over at 1039 North Airport Road in Phillips. Statewide schools are feeling the pinch and frustrations with funding. Lisa Hale reports.
School districts across Wisconsin are facing budget dilemmas following passage of the state's new biennial budget and from funding freezes at the national level. Last year, a record number of referenda from local school districts were on the ballot to fund everything from capital projects to operations. Green Bay Area Superintendent Vicki Bayer said districts are cutting to make ends meet.
We've closed and consolidated three schools. We've reduced staffing, including 10% of our administrative staff. We've reduced department budgets. We've been at this for 3 years now, and it continues to be a challenge.
Bayer said the same is true for districts across the state.
They're all having conversations about where else can we possibly cut before we start hurting our children. That's across the state for public schools. You will see more schools closing in the next year.
In the spring election cycle, 94 referendums were placed before voters. In 2024, a total of 241 referenda were considered. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Mathaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned. Same great people, same dependable service, same hometown values. Get honest advice to keep your vehicle running strong. Right now, get 0% finance for up to 36 months, plus $1,000 bonus cash on all 2025 1500 Silverados in stock to qualified buyers, or up to $7,500 on a 2.7-liter 1500 Silverados for current 2011 or newer Chevy owners. Hurry, these savings won't last. Visit Monaco Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or MonacoCars.com.
Another win for the National League. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the All-Star game ended after 9 innings, all tied up 6-6. So for the first time, instead of extra innings, they had a tiebreaker called a swing-off. Batters getting 3 chances to hit a home run. Kyle Schwarber of the Phillies got hot, hitting all 3 out of the park to lead the National League 4-3. It's only the second time in 12 years the NL has beat the American League in the Midsummer Classic. And Brewers pitchers Trevor McGill and rookie Jacob Mizorowski each able to play in the game. McGill retiring the batter he faced, the Miz, 3 out of 4, allowing just 1 hit. NBA, now that the Bucks have signed center Miles Turner, do they still need to add a shooting guard like Damian Lillard?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I like our team. I really do. I like all the guys that we brought back. Miles mentioned it. Those signings were intentional.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm studio. The Department of Natural Resources reports that Wisconsin saw a 7% bump in breeding duck numbers from last year. Now, there's some nuances to how this spring's waterfowl survey occurred that may have influenced that increase, so that simple number may not tell the full story. More details when we return, but first...
You fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
Welcome back. Taylor Finger, game bird biologist with the Wisconsin DNR, recently told attendees at the agency's Migratory Game Bird Advisory Committee that the total breeding duck estimate in the Badger State this spring was 7% higher than last year and 27% above the long-term average. Finger said a major reason that the survey showed an increase was because it was held earlier thanks to the early spring, which meant the survey captured quote-unquote other ducks besides just mallards. Normally, the survey is flown from May 1st to May 20th, but this year it began in mid-April. This year and 2024 are the earliest the survey has ever been conducted. For mallards, the breeding population estimate was up 2% this spring, but down 16% from the long-term average. Mallard numbers have generally declined since the year 2000, thanks to the loss of Federal Conservation Reserve program acres, which provided valuable waterfowl nesting habitat. From the Fleet Farm studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Northwoods weather. It is going to be mostly cloudy with a few scattered thunderstorms possible today. Our high in the low 60s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered rain with a low of 46. Tomorrow, sunny with a high right around 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
98 Q Country.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the eighth grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out too late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool, Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Boy, it making me sick, all the thing I gotta do. I can't get no kicks, I always got to follow rules. Boy,
making me sick just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel like a fool, and the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter to you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mom, I can remember. Big accordion solo. Play that thing. Really nice, really nice. But soon there come a day, gonna be a bigger star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want it to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she used to say, what's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. What's the matter you? Not so bad. It's a nicer place. I'll shut up your face.
That's my mom.
Hello, everybody. That's out there in the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had to pick a hit the song in Italy with this? Shut up your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. That's making me feel so good. You ought to learn this song, it's real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter, you? You sing, hey. Then I sing it the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up, you face. Okay, let's try it really bit. Uno, due, tre, one. What's the matter, you?
Hey!
Got no respect.
Hey!
What do you think you do?
Hey!
Why you look so sad?
Hey!
It's not so bad.
Hey!
It's a nicer place.
Ah, shut up, you face.
That's great. We're gonna do the better this time, I bet. Hey! What's the matter, you?
Hey!
Got no respect.
Hey!
So bad,
hey.
It's a nicer place.
Ah, shut up your face.
Okay, one more time for mama, everybody. What's the matter, you?
Hey,
got no respect.
Hey,
what do you think you do?
Hey,
why you look so sad?
Hey,
it's a not so bad.
Right, 12 minutes after 8 o'clock, another edition of Reality Radio begins. We always archive each week's show, including last week's. Always some good local information on demand at 98qcountry.com. Under podcast, we're streaming at 98qcountry.com. We're on the Civic Media app. And we're, of course, on 98.3 FM. We do have some power outages around the area. Price Electric reporting a couple of power outages affecting about 9,000, close to 10,000 people. So there are some power outages. Usually, when we have power outages, it usually affects us west of Fifield. That's kind of a hot spot out there, but not this time. So they're working on it, the Price Electric folks. If you are without power and listening on your phone, thanks for making the effort. Our keyword, by the way, today for our laid-back summer giveaway is snooze. We're giving away a recliner. A $600 recliner. It's a $599 recliner, and I'll give you a buck if you win it, all right? To make it six. Round it up. So snooze is your keyword, S-N-O-O-Z-E, snooze. Get that to us sometime today through the Civic Media app. And you'll have a chance to be one of our daily qualifiers. We have 12 daily qualifiers, and then we'll have a last-minute qualifier the day of the event. So Lori is our first qualifier. Congratulations to Lori, and we'll do another one here coming up today. You got all day today to get us the keyword snooze. So sometime, and thanks to Shawamic and Home Furnishings, Toby, our greeter, the Price County Antique folks are showing up, and Toby loves to greet people at the door. Toby, the 98Q Civic Media Park Falls house dog and official greeter. At the door. We have an event today I want to let you know about. If you didn't hear about it, Isaiah, the Magic of Isaiah, is coming. Toby is really, really happy to see everybody. Usually it's a quick bark. If he gives you more than one, you know he really loves you. The Magic of Isaiah is free, and it's coming up at 10:30 today, and that's at the Park Falls Public Library. And this is put on through the Weather Light Foundation, the Weather Shield Light Foundation. There you go, the Weather Shield Light Foundation. And that's going on today at 10:30. It is a free event. So on a rainy Wednesday morning, it is a good place to be there at the Park Falls Library. Also, we want to remind you, I'm going to talk a little bit more about this in a little bit, but our Civic Media Talk Network is coming to Butternut tomorrow. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in a little bit. We're going to talk Pioneer Days in a little bit with Glenn. I think he's going to be stopping by. Courtney with the Park Falls Chamber also will join us on Reality Radio. Kendra will make her monthly visit with us, talking about the latest at the Embrace Shelter, serving Price County and surrounding counties. Have a father-daughter dance coming up at Lena's. We'll get some information on that. And also a Rally for Democracy event going on tomorrow. I'll get you a little information on that also. But we have coming up this weekend, it is the annual Price County Antique Association's big antique and tractor expo and car show. And we've got some people who know a little something about that with us. We got Mr. Janicek with us. Steve, how you doing?
Yeah, not too bad.
Good. We'll just roll you right in here. Toby, the greeter out there. Anytime Toby, our dog, greets you with more than one bark, you know he loves you a lot. So you guys must be really special.
Okay.
All right. And I'm going to grab what's your name, ma'am?
Tammy Karpinski.
Tammy, how you doing, Tammy? I want to snuggle you up to the mic just a little bit there. All right, Tammy. Well, thank you to both of you for coming in. Here we go. Another event. Looks like it's going to be a little cooler this year. Last year was hot, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I remember correctly, Steve. Is that right?
But this is excellent.
Yeah, this is good. We're going to be in the 70, 75 range for this weekend. Hopefully some of that rain will hold up. So let's dig in. I don't know who wants to go first and talk about this year's event and what's happening with it out at the fairgrounds.
Okay, I can probably start.
All right.
This is our 17th year of the Antique and Tractor Expo and Car Show. So,
all right,
we have a good event.
Every
year,
held out at the fairgrounds, right?
Yeah, and we don't charge no admission. We just ask for a donation for the buttons that we have from the car that won the car show last year and the tractor that won in the tractors. So,
okay. All right. So you get a little commemorative button and just a donation at the gate would be good.
Yeah. And then our tractor pull, that is only tractors that are off the farm from 65 and older, 1965 and older, and they're not modified or anything like that. So,
all right.
You know.
Just farm use type things. All right. Okay, and when is the poll? The poll itself is on Saturday, right?
Yeah, it starts at 1:00. So
okay.
Yeah, so they get registered and weighed in at 11.
$10 a poll, and they get some trophies for that too, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we have a self-propelled eliminator now, so that's something that we had last year.
So what does that mean to the layman like me? Self-propelled eliminator.
Well, before we had to have a tractor to pull the eliminator back all the time. This one is self-propelled. It's got its own power, so it can get done with the pull and go back.
It goes back by itself. Yeah. Oh, that's
it
nice.
It makes it kind of go a little faster.
And easier, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
And easier, too. So that's on Saturday at the 1 o'clock, the pull. How many do you usually get for that, like last year? Do you remember?
I don't know offhand. You remember, Tammy?
I think we had about 20.
20 or so?
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Some of them pull twice. They do in different... weights, you know, so
okay.
They put different weights on the eliminator, so sometimes they do, you know, a couple pulls.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm sure some of the power that those old tractors have, huh?
Yeah.
Beats a horse, right?
See? Yeah.
All right, so that's on Saturday. Now, amidst all of that, of course, at the fairgrounds, if the people who aren't familiar with it, we have the buildings out there that have a lot of the antique stuff in there. So talk a little bit about that to Tammy or Steve. What have you got?
So we have the two buildings. We have Antique 1 and Antique 2. Antique 2 has a lot of the farm equipment, and we have the the truck, the what is it? The old, the big plow truck.
The old Oshkosh.
The old Oshkosh.
The last of one of the county, Price County Highways trucks.
Oh, really?
That was left, so we have that on display there. Plus, we have a couple of new items this year that were donated to us, so them will be there.
Okay. And, all right, and those buildings are open both days. And people are used to seeing that during the fair time, but this is a time where you have a lot of the folks who are involved with it, maybe knowledgeable, and kind of a lot of conversations about the pieces in there, right, Tim?
Yeah.
Good time to do that. So those will be open both days on Saturday and Sunday, those buildings, right?
Yes.
All right, for people to mill around in.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then Sunday we've got the big car show, right?
Yeah. Last year was a great year. We had 75 cars last year. So that was a great turnout. We're hoping for the same thing this year. So we have 12 categories, so and three trophies per category. So we're hoping that everybody comes out with their cars and have a good time. We also have the vendors. We have a building of vendors, and we have the food truck. This year we have Five Forks, and we have the 4-H. And we have KJ's Ice Cream this year.
All right, so the 4-H will have their stand open?
Yes, they'll have the building open, yeah.
Oh, very popular. Yep. Yeah, very popular with people who've been out to the fair, of course, know the good food that they put out there. So, and a lot of vendors, like you mentioned, too?
And, we have about 14 vendors.
Okay, so. All right. And this is all at the Price County Fairgrounds out on Highway H outside of Phillips. Okay to get out there? Is there any detours or anything with all the construction, or are we good to get out there?
It's pretty good. They got the blacktop done now into Phillips, so it should be pretty good.
Okay.
You know.
All right. And kids stuff. We got some stuff for the kids, too, right?
Yeah, we have the Children's Museum, and then we have the Orange Blossom Express. So have some fun for the kids.
Yeah, exactly. So the Price County Fairgrounds is the place. It's this weekend. You can go Friday and or Saturday. Some food and, again, admission, just a donation for one of those commemorative buttons. A little different each year. All right. Anything else we missed that we want to cover?
Yeah, and the buttons are good for both days.
Okay.
So if they get one on Saturday, come in on Sunday with a button.
That's okay.
For both days. And then we have the bake sale down there, which is a big thing.
Okay.
So,
who does all the baking for that then?
Well,
you,
I ain't
Steve?
Gonna say no. But my wife does most of it.
Oh, nice.
DJ
nice.
Barker does some. So
nice.
You know, so we have that, and then we have the, of course, the silent auction.
Okay.
You know, that's in the 4-H building.
All right, so a lot of donated items.
Yeah.
And people can bid through the weekend on that.
And then we have a 50-50 and all that. And the vendors or displayers, there's no charge for them to come in there and whatever they have to display or that. We don't charge them either. So.
Okay, nice. So, nice. Folks listening, last-minute vendors, they can always give someone a call for information on that, or show up, or what would be a good way to do it?
No, they can contact me.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
What's
or
a good
just show up.
You know? Yeah. What's a good number for you, Tammy?
They can contact me at 715-780-0031.
Is there a restriction on, like, type of vendors for that, or is it pretty open for that?
We're pretty open.
Okay, 715-780-0031.
Yeah.
All right. And keep in mind, even if it is a little bit drippy on Saturday, there's a chance of rain. Like you said, a lot of the stuff indoors and stuff. So so don't let that scare you away. And the classic car show on Sunday, I'm sure, draws a pretty big crowd, right?
Yes.
Yeah, draws a big crowd for that event, too. So lots of great food and great event. You can go to Price County Antique Association.org website. For information also on the big event out at the fairgrounds outside of Phillips on H. All right.
Yeah.
Anything? I'm sure you have a lot of people and businesses, maybe too many to mention, or maybe you can mention a few that helped us support this.
Oh, yeah. We'd like to do some of our...
one thing here.
Yeah.
And then we're also in the lookout for any people that want to join the organization and help us out, because we're... Our group is all antiques too, so we're always looking for people. You know,
we're like antiques. We're not getting any younger, right?
Right, exactly. So
all right. So that'd be a good place to the website, PriceCountyAntiqueAssociation.org, or just stop out this weekend if you want to be involved with it. I would guess. A lot of hands make for a little work, right?
Yeah. And then even if it's some kids from school that want to learn more about, you know, past stuff, you know, that we'd be able to bring them a little bit update on some stuff. So
yeah, like you said, the purpose of the organization isn't to and nobody's making a lot of money off this. It's to it's about the history of the antiques in the area and the farming history and stuff, and be able to preserve that and the facility where you house all the things out there, and just preserving that history, right? What it's all about. I got that right?
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
Okay. Tammy, we got some nice people who support this event too, right?
Yeah. So we would like to thank, you know, our sponsors. So we have, you know, Warga's Auto, Remax Realty, Rubens Sales and Service, Joe's Auto Glass, Janik and Sons, Price Electric, Phillips Veterinary Clinic, Northern Lights Tavern, Glass to Go, Robbins Custom Arrangements, Spear Law Office, Yesterday's Reflections, Bonnie's Diner, Birch Realty, Phillips Plating, Advanced Auto, Rocky Road Boutique, Cross Key Tattoo, Wheelway, Bader's Sports Shop, AC Carpet, Kennan Lumber, Phillips Service Center, Ross's Sports Shop, Elk River Septic, Riverside Garage, CarQuest, Jody's Hair and Nail, The Fifth Senses, Prevail Bank, Northern Comfort, Medford Co-op, and Vita Plus in Kennan.
All right. As always, a lot of good folks helping to support a great event like this.
Yeah. We really appreciate all the support and everything that they get us, you know, helping us out with, you know, the trophies and donations for the silent auction and stuff like that. It's really great to have these businesses help us out.
All right. Price County Antique Association, their 17th annual antique and tractor expo and car show this Saturday, Sunday at the fairgrounds outside of Phillips on H. Now, a lot of people come together. I thought Maureen is still involved, right?
Yeah.
Maureen Trojak, she still helps out. Was not able to take it. So I have a little gift I want you to, if you guys can take it back for Maureen. I know she's been helping and has been a great part of the community and volunteered to this for many years, right? So I found a little treasure a couple years ago, all right? And I've had this for a while, and I thought someday I'm going to get it to the right person. So I'm going to have Gray bring it in here. If you guys want to take this back to Maureen. And Gray, oh, hang on a second. There he is. Oh, I thought that was him out there. So we got a little something. Hang on a second here. So we have a special chair that Maureen can sit in when she's out at the at the event this weekend. And if you could present this to her, I wanted to do it on the air. But it is a vintage early 90s chair, director's chair. And if we turn it around, you'll see that the name on the chair is Maureen. It's a Camel, the old Joe Camel cigarette. We're not allowed to do cartoons or cigarettes anymore. But it's from like 1990 or 91. I found this at an estate sale a couple of years ago. And I thought, someday I'm going to find the right person. And I think Maureen is the right person for this. She'll need a place to sit this weekend probably, right?
Yes, she will. Yes. All right. Yes, so that'll be easy enough for her to carry around and sit wherever she wants.
So if you could make sure that gets into her hands, and thanks to her for all she does for our community and for the antique event. I know she's very, very big part of that. So, all right. So,
yeah.
If you could throw that in the back of your car and make sure she gets that, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, and she'll be at the fairgrounds later this afternoon because we're going there to do some cleanup in the buildings. And
all right.
She just couldn't make it this morning. She had something else going on.
So. All right. So from Joel and all the 98Q folks, a little treasure for her.
And
a little
thank you for that. She will appreciate it.
Vintage
thank you.
Treasure, a Maureen Joe Campbell chair, which she's always wanted, I'm sure, to dream of. And it fits right in. I mean, you put that in the antique building right there, and people will think it's part of the display, right?
Yeah, right. It's 30, yeah, 35, absolutely.
It's 35 years old.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Janicek and Tammy, thank you so much. much. Thank you both of you for coming in.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. And hope it's, hope it's a good weekend for you out there.
We do too. Thank you. Hope to see everybody there.
You betcha. It is 8:29. We're going to get to some news and a little Pioneer Day talk in just a moment here. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, is blooming with all your home and garden supplies so you can get all your projects going from start to finish.
Lena's Northern Pines Resort and Barnard Lake is bringing a Civic Media Northwoods Summer Road Tour to downtown Barnard on Thursday, July 17th. Network hosts will be live on the air broadcasting their shows and sharing the history of Barnard on a Civic Media Network. Listen live on a free Civic Media app. Lena's is your dinner destination and title sponsor of the tour, providing lodging and a pontoon ride for the crew. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 2:30, weekends at 11:30. Enjoy handmade burgers, pizza, pork bellies, and great nightly specials. Delivery Friday and Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. Book your stay now at lenasnorthernpines.net. Over 30 years, Lynn Stunkel has had his mind in the gutter. Literally. As the owner of Complete Rain Gutters, he knows gutters inside and out. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
It's almost here, the 72nd Annual Flamborama Festival in Park Falls, August 1st through 3rd. 3 days of music, food, carnival rides, parade, contests, and family fun in the heart of the Northwoods. Live performances by Chris Krause, Small Town Famous, Moniker, That 90s Band, and Robbie V. A big thank you to our amazing sponsors, Dave Zesch Trucking, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, Forward Bank, LPK Dental, and Super One Foods. Flamborama 2025, August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in Park Falls. Learn more at parkfalls.com.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Waterlogged parts of the Northeast could be in for even more rain, including in New Jersey, where two people were killed in flash flooding earlier this week. Here's ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z.
We just got that super saturated historic rain for some in the Northeast, and this afternoon we've got more slow-moving thunderstorms. So Northwest New Jersey on flood alert, 2-inch-per-hour rainfall rates coming again this afternoon.
There's a tropical storm system forming in the Gulf that could develop into a tropical storm or possibly a hurricane, bringing a lot of rain to Louisiana. Still 0% containment in the Grand Canyon wildfire that destroyed historic buildings and structures along the North Rim. That and another Grand Canyon fire believed to have been started by lightning. President Trump doesn't want to talk about Jeffrey Epstein anymore, but many of his supporters are demanding answers. Some continue to accuse the Justice Department of breaking a promise to release everything it has on Jeffrey Epstein. House Speaker Mike Johnson joining that. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Isn't it nice when healthy is also delicious? Berries are packed with beneficial vitamins like vitamin C, and they're a perfect quick snack. It's also berry season in Wisconsin, so be sure to treat yourself. And in case you didn't know, WIC members and older adults can get money to purchase berries and other healthy fruits and vegetables from their local farmers market. You can check out dhs.wisconsin.gov/WIC for more information. Looking for ways to expand your outdoor skills? Well, the DNR has some events coming up, including hunting and shooting programs, like July 17th Women's Open Trap Shooting at Northwoods Wildlife and Wetlands Club over in Mercer, and July 22nd Women's Wing Shooting Night Guided Sporting Clays Course Walk at Wanakee Gun Club. And you guessed it, Wanakee. That's only a few of the events coming up, so be sure to stay tuned right here at 98Q Country to hear more, and you can also look on the DNR's Facebook page at Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Two places that house veterans in need now have to close because money to keep them wasn't included in the state budget. Savannah Tomey Olson reports.
The Veterans Housing and Recovery Program provides temporary housing, job training, and resources to veterans facing homelessness. It operates three short-term housing facilities across the state in Chippewa Falls, Green Bay, and Union Grove. Governor Tony Evers added almost $2 million in his budget proposal to keep funding the three sites, but Republicans removed it and gave the program $0 in new money. That's forcing the housing centers in Chippewa Falls and Green Bay to close. Evers says the Joint Finance Committee was warned by the Legislative Fiscal Bureau, the nonpartisan, basically accountants of the legislature, that this would happen if they didn't invest more money. Evers called the move irresponsible and says he'll keep fighting for veterans. And when the legislature is back in session this fall, veteran services will be a top priority. The Chippewa Falls and Green Bay locations will close September 30th. Veterans there will be offered alternative housing. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us.
We'll do some birthdays in just a little bit if you got somebody. 715-762-3221. We're going to chat a little Pioneer Days in the Butternut. It seems like the 4th of July hits, and then it's like the Rock rolling down the hill. Before you know it, it's Pioneer Days, Flamborama football, and all that stuff. But we'll start with Pioneer Days. Glenn is with us. How you doing, Glenn?
Good.
Yeah,
thanks
Glenn,
for having me, Joel.
Yeah, Glenn Wagner with us up at Signature Sign and Graphics, owner up there in Butternut, and one of the many people who helped to make these small town festivals go. You got a lot of people I know behind the scenes working hard, Glenn, to make these things go,
that's
right?
That's one thing that kind of does get missed. And I do want to give some shout-outs. We've had a number of people since we started the committee, the way that we're running Pioneer Days. Boy, I think it's been almost 10 years now. It just flies by. But
yeah.
A few people kind of behind the scenes that I wanted to give a quick shout-out to. Randy Smart is our chairman. He handles a lot of the day-to-day duties on that. Don Christian is heavily involved for many, many years on that. Troy Sherwinski is always involved. Denise Kane, Jim Lynch, Barb Wagner, myself are all on the board. And we do have some people that come in and go, but those are kind of the mainstays that we've had for a long time. And without them and all their hard work, you know, this just wouldn't happen.
Yeah, it takes a lot to put on this event, so we're looking forward to another big year. Let's talk about anything that people might stand out as being a little bit new or different, maybe from last year.
Yeah, we do have a lot of new things this year. The first thing you're going to see, you're not going to see it on the posters. This is going to be kind of a local kickoff, which is now kind of expanding. But we're going to start Thursday night, so July 24th, instead of the traditional Friday night through Sunday. We're going to have like a local rib fest, we're calling it. It used to happen downtown with a bunch of area families, died off a little bit. And Jenny Wagner from Butternut Cafe approached us and said, I want to have that back up at the park. You know, we're already set up there. We had the big tent, so the facilities are there. So she's got a group of people that are going to go up there and do kind of a local barbecue cook-off. So I don't have all the details on that. It's just kind of a local fluid thing we're going to try.
Okay.
And with that, we had last year, if you remember, Friday night, we had women's softball that we tried. We used that to fill a void, and it went over very, very well. And this year, that event got bumped due to the formation of this new City League team, the Butternut Bulldogs.
Okay.
So they're going to play a scheduled game against the Glidden Orioles Friday night.
Okay.
And I got a little bit of backlash from some of the ladies out there that really wanted to keep playing.
Oh, yeah?
And especially Callie Rallinger. I want to give her a shout-out on that.
Sure.
She's like, no, we're going to play.
Okay.
So we decided, since we're going to have this little rib fest up there, the women are going to play their softball game Thursday night.
Okay.
So now we got a few more things going on. So you won't see it on the posters, but and again, if you're interested, any age, any skill level, it's going to be a mix of slow pitch and fast pitch, you know, depending on who's at the plate, who's on the mound.
Sure.
You know, it's just going to be a lot of fun. So definitely, if you're interested in that, you can get a hold of me yet. You can get a hold of Callie Rattlinger on Facebook, or contact Troy Sherwinski.
So we'll kind of draft or split up teams or whatever that night.
Yeah, we'll just get together, divvy it up, and get out there and have some fun.
Yeah, that'll be fun. That'll be fun.
A lot of the women that played last year were pleasantly surprised at how good they were yet.
Oh, yeah?
And a lot of them that were a little trepidatious about getting out there, you know, I don't know, I haven't played since high school, and they watch that and they're like, okay, we're playing next year.
Yeah.
So I'm glad we could accommodate that. So
that's Thursday night, and what time will that start then? Do you have a start time?
I'm guessing about 6.
Okay, all right.
So definitely, if you and if you just want to show up, if you're not sure, just show up early.
Okay.
I would imagine about 5:30. Get a little stretching in, a little warm-ups, get the teams divvied up, and play ball, hopefully around 6.
All right. And then we're going to have the fest, or the rib fest that we're calling up there on Thursday night?
Yeah, that's what we used to call it, kind of local event. So, yeah, I guess, you know, we're going to have the beer garden open up there. So the tent's there. So they're willing to come up and cook some ribs. I'm game.
Okay. All right. Show off your skills up there, cooking-wise.
Sure.
All right. So a little event on Thursday night. So let's delve into the stuff that gets going on Friday night, especially into Saturday here.
Okay. Another new thing that I want to get out there, and this you'll see on the posters, you'll see on the advertisements and website and whatnot, the fair building. The last few years we had a kids arcade in there because we didn't have a lot for the kids. But now that we do have the full carnival back, K&M Rides and Amusements is bringing the full show. So a lot more rides,
nice.
Midway, food right. trucks, full carnival again. So that kind of opened up the fair building. So my brothers, Jer and Josh, always do the haunted house at the Butternut School for Halloween. And they decided to take this huge project on, and they're going to transform that fair building into a haunted house.
Oh, nice.
And if you've ever been to the Butternut Haunted House, you know you're in for a treat because these guys go all in.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're brave enough,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's definitely something that you're going to want to take in. So that will be Friday and Saturday night. 7 to 10 p.m.
All right.
So, and that's right by the main stage, so there'll be signs and stuff for the lineup to get you through there. So,
very nice. That's a good addition. I like that.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that one.
Yeah.
So, then Friday night, besides that, and the rides, obviously, there is a wristband special from 6 to 10 for $25, and that you pay right up there. So, okay. We'll get you taken care of there.
All right.
And then new band for us this year is Shotgun Jane. We had Blame It on Waylon for the last few years. So Shotgun Jane is very similar, kind of a mix of country, new age country, you know, a little bit of party in there. So we're looking forward to Shotgun Jane on Friday night from 8 to midnight.
All right. All right. Let's delve into Saturday now. It's always a big day.
Yeah. The weekend kind of becomes a blur once we get started. So Saturday, definitely all day event. And again, there's no charge. There's no gate, there's no admission fee. There's only a few events that you would have to pay for, but all the music obviously is free.
Okay.
So kicking off Saturday morning, Arts and Crafts, which the last couple of years has really grown up there, and we don't charge vendors. Just show up. Show up, we'll find you a spot, you stay as long as you want. Of course, until you sell everything out.
Kind of spread them out around the building there.
Yeah, we kind of keep them in the main, you know, as you enter the park in that area. There's a nice shaded area in there. So definitely want to check that out. There's some really neat things there. Some really, really talented crafters in the area.
All right. Just show up with your tent or table or whatever, and you'll find a spot for you. All right.
And then we do have the Northwoods Community Credit Union Sawdust Dig at 11. That'll be at the bingo stand as you enter the park. Jeff Gustafson is bringing his scullery exhibition again. And if you have not walked through that, that is definitely something you want to take your kids through, or adults. I mean, some of the stuff he brings is very fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be from 10 to 4.
On Saturday, okay.
On Saturday, mm-hmm. K&M Rides will start at noon. They do have a wristband special, 1 to 5 for $25. And then you start kicking off the heavy part of the day. We have the horseshoe tournament, and that is a sanctioned tournament. So you just don't show up and enter that one. That one is for it's a sanctioned state tournament.
Going for points and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, right. I see some good throwers up there.
Right, yeah, phenomenal throwers. So you definitely want to stop and check that out. You know, you think you're kind of hot stuff around here when you throw, and then you see these guys come in, and they're just throwing them on there one after another. So,
yeah.
And so definitely something to go check that out.
All right.
What else we got? Softball starts in the morning, men's softball tournament, which is always super competitive. So that will be running all day long. Where are we at here? The Mud Runs, which is a staple of our event up there. We've had them, probably a good 10 years now. The gates open at noon. That usually starts around 1 o'clock. So
okay,
you want to get there a little early because those grandstands do fill up.
All right.
So, and that goes rain or shine. You know, if it's a little muddy out there, it's the Mud Runs. So.
And that's for trucks?
Trucks.
Trucks only. Okay.
Right.
All right.
Right. So that is Lake States Mud Race Association. So definitely want to check that out if you have not yet.
All right.
It does get a little loud up there, and it's kind of the if you're kind of mulling around town and you hear these engines revving up, you're like, what is going on up there?
Being up top of the hill, and it reverberates all the way through town, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Nice. So that's Saturday afternoon, a week from Saturday, okay?
Yeah, and then once that wraps up, that usually goes to about 4 o'clock. Then we have local band Iron Mule playing from 4:30 to 7:30. A lot of local talent in that band, so you definitely don't want to miss them.
All right.
They lead into one of our staples that we've had for a few years now. Very entertaining band, the Spicy Thai Band, Wisconsin Party Band. And I tell you what, if you have not witnessed them, they really get that crowd involved.
They've kind of Neil McCoy is to Hodag, Spicy Thai is to is to Pioneer Days. Right. It sounds like now, right?
They are a lot of fun to listen to. Yeah. Very good quality music. They're not blowing up the speakers up there. It's easy to listen to. Very entertaining.
Yeah.
So you definitely don't want to miss them
Saturday night. All right. Nice about that. You can grab a lawn chair and bring up and. If you want to be close, you can be close. If you want to be ways away, you can go ways back.
Right.
There's a lot of different places to listen and view it from.
Yeah, with a big tent up there, too. If we do have a little bit of rain or the sun is just beating down on you, that big tent up there is a big help.
Right. Okay.
So I did want to backtrack a little bit. I forgot Friday night. We do have the Wisconsin Arm Wrestling that is coming in as well Friday night.
Okay.
They've been there for a few years now. So and that's open if you're brave enough and willing to try to challenge somebody up there, you know, it is open.
I'm not brave and I'm not willing. So everybody else, you knock yourselves out.
Oh, yeah. Some people you don't know until you try type of thing. So they'll take you off to the side. They'll show you a few tricks, kind of get you warmed up to it a little bit and then try it. You know, you never know.
Yeah.
You never know. Everybody that's in that started off the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. No, it's a fun event. It's become very popular, too.
Right.
Okay.
So that pretty much wraps up Saturday, and we're a little exhausted at that point. But then we come around Sunday, giant parade downtown at noon. And it's open to anybody, any business that wants to enter a float. You just have to show up. And we ask that you try to get to school between 11:30 at the latest.
All right.
That we can kind of get you lined up and get your information and whatnot.
Just show up at the Butternut School.
Correct.
I'll get you in there. All right.
Correct.
With a bucket of candy, preferably. Not you don't have to, but make you popular. All right.
So once that usually takes about an hour, and then everybody, the mass exodus up to the park again. So.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're all going up there to watch the cornhole tournament, right? Is that what they're doing?
Most likely,
yeah,
right.
I'm sure that,
right.
that is, yeah.
Watch the repeat champion, Carnix? I'm not sure.
It's all a blur now. I don't know. When Carl Lauber runs it, it's all a blur by the end of the day. Yeah.
But yeah, definitely that one, if you're interested in that, you can show up, get involved in that. I think you guys run like a two-tier.
Yeah, like 1:30, they get going up there after the parade. Carl gets it running up there, yeah. Yeah.
Right, so definitely test your skills there. And then we have, coming back from last year, Copper County Line, will be in the main bar, performing and they're, a mix of classic country. They even threw a little polka in there, mm-hmm. last year, 'cause that was our mainstay forever. We've had a little trouble trying to find polka bands, as of late, and they filled a good void for us. So they did a really good job. So definitely looking forward to having them back this year.
That Sunday afternoon atmosphere is very relaxing for people who maybe aren't into the big party scene and stuff like that. Sunday, you grab a beverage of your choice, grab a little something from the food stand there and just enjoy the music inside if you want, outside if it's nice. It's a nice Sunday is everything a small town should be. I get just a good vibe up there on Sundays.
Right. And then, of course, we do have the horse poles going on at that time.
Yeah.
That one is a little more weather dependent. So if we do have a little bit of rain, just for safety of the horses and the handlers, sometimes that will get canceled. So hopefully we have good weather. Put in a word with Carl for me, please.
We'll work on that. Yep. Carl Lauber again. Yeah. Sure.
we need good weather for Sunday, especially for the horse poles. So,
that is
really gaining popularity again. very well attended when it's nice out there. That is so neat to see. And the kids growing up that don't grow up around that like we used to bring your grandkids there and see what these horses can do. And that's how it was done back in the day.
That's how they plowed the field. It's right. How they got you.
It's how they did logging, everything like that. Yeah. So very neat to see.
Yeah,
very exactly. Worth it.
All right.
That'll wrap up around usually about 3 or 4. And then continuing on is the men's softball tournament. And now you're getting into the championship games.
Yeah.
Very highly competitive at that
runs
point.
All weekend, Saturday and Sunday, right?
Saturday and Sunday.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
All right. And you always have the favorites out there. It's not the Greenbrier Boys anymore, is it? That are renamed?
Well, it's still that same family.
Yeah.
They're still in it and usually winning it.
They're still the team to beat up there. Everybody takes a shot at them. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a fun atmosphere, though. Some good softball out there.
Right.
Oh, it always amazes me how far that fence is out there, but they still hit home runs. Just amazing.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's not many softball tournaments that take place on a baseball field.
Yeah,
so
that's a long reach.
That's one thing I want to touch on real quick is, we put this on as kind of a give back to the community, you know, besides fundraisers for the 8 entities that are grouped together to put this on. But most of that goes right back into the community. If you've noticed over the years, the improvements we have made at the park, and a lot of it has gone into that field. You know, the field was really getting worn down, and, you know, we didn't have a baseball team anymore, and the only thing we were running on it was that softball tournament. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to justify putting money into it. But we did, knowing that down the road there could be more there. So all new fencing, all new backstop. There's brand new dugouts this year.
And now we have the city team. You said the Butternut Bulldogs.
Right, now the Butternut Bulldogs formed together again this year and very competitive. They actually they hung with Glidden, who was undefeated in a game 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
They just beat Mellon. They had beaten Phillips earlier, so very competitive.
Yeah.
So looking forward to that game. You know, that's going to be a really good game between Butternut and Glidden on Friday night. So
Friday night, be a good baseball
old time rivalry back in the day there. So
all
a lot
right.
of improvement, and a lot of people don't know yet, but the main building itself just received a huge facelift inside.
Oh, really?
So you definitely want to come and check that out. You're going to be very surprised. You know, they do hold a lot of events there, weddings, graduations, reunions, and whatnot. So a lot of the money that we're generating going back into the community, and that being one of it, is to improve the appearance of the park.
All right.
So,
all right. A week from this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Thursday night, actually, and Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And we're going to have you back in again next Wednesday, I think, to kind of put a final touch on some of any updates and stuff, but a lot of people, a lot of businesses stepping forward to make it all happen. Right. Glenn.
One other real quick thing I want to touch on is I forgot to mention this. We have two beach court volleyball, or two volleyball beach courts there.
Yeah, added one last year.
Right. So we do have the volleyball tournament on Saturday, and that's all ages. There's two divisions. You have the high school division and adult division. So I know we're still looking for some teams. Get a bunch of friends together. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
If you're interested in that, contact Cindy Pritzel at the Village Hall at 769-3113 and get your team signed up. There's still time for that. So
very nice courts too.
Right.
It's always nice to dive and land softly on the sand rather than on a hard court. It's always nice. But, yeah, that was a hopping place last year. There was a lot going on over
right,
there. Yeah.
Right, between the softball tournament, the volleyball tournament, now with the full carnival, and the horseshoe pits are right there, the beer garden's right there. So that the back part of the park is packed.
Yeah.
So we're definitely looking forward to it. And besides the carnival being back with the carnival food, which is everybody's favorite, we still have some local vendors that'll have their food trucks there.
Yeah.
So Double D's Pizza will be there and Lola's Lunchbox will be there.
Any celebrity bartenders this year other than, of course, like
Glenn Wagner.
Troy and Jer.
On Saturday night.
Oh, you on Saturday night. All right. He said that Saturday night. He'll be signing your beer can Saturday night as they go out. There may or may not be an additional charge for that. All right. Very good. Well, we'll talk to you again next week and leading up to the big event. All right. Thank you, Glenn.
Sounds good. Thanks, Joel.
Glenn Wagner, Pioneer Days a week from this weekend. in Butternut. Most of it top of the hill and throughout the city of Butternut.
Another win for the National League. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the All-Star game, ended after 9 innings, all tied up 6-6. So for the first time, instead of extra innings, they had a tiebreaker called a swing-off. Batters getting 3 chances to hit a home run. Kyle Schwarber of the Phillies got hot, hitting all 3 out of the park to lead the National League 4-3. It's only the second time in 12 years the NL has beat the American League in the Midsummer Classic. And Brewers pitchers Trevor McGill and rookie Jacob Mizorowski each able to play in the game. McGill retiring the batter he faced, the Miz, 3 out of 4, allowing just 1 hit. NBA, now that the Bucks have signed center Miles Turner, do they still need to add a shooting guard like Damian Lillard?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I like our team. I really do. I like all the guys that we brought back. Miles mentioned it. Those signings were intentional.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, is blooming with all your home and garden supplies so you can get all your projects going from start to finish.
Lena's Northern Pines Resort and Bar on the Lake is bringing a Civic Media Northwood Summer Road Tour to downtown Butternut on Thursday, July 17th. Network hosts will be live on the air broadcasting their shows and sharing the history of Butternut on the Civic Media Network. Listen live on a free Civic Media app. Lena's is your dinner destination and title sponsor of the tour, providing lodging and a pontoon ride for the crew. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 2:30, weekends at 11:30. Enjoy handmade burgers, pizza, pork bellies, and great nightly specials. Delivery Friday and Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. Book your stay now at lenasnorthernpines.net.
Yeah, more on that. Jane Matinier, Matinier on Air, will be there doing her show live from Fanatical Fish Art Studio and Gallery with Kelly and the folks down there tomorrow from 9 to 11. And then the Todd Elbaugh Show will be there from 2 to 4 tomorrow afternoon. And that's all tomorrow right in Butternut. We'll have some Civic Media folks down there. We'll have a prize wheel for you down there. As they're all week long, the Civic Media Network is celebrating small town Wisconsin. And they're doing a show tomorrow in Butternut, and then I believe then they're going over to Hayward on Friday. So go on down there, meet them, and kind of find out more about Civic Media, whether you agree or disagree on the talk side, whatever, either side. We encourage you to come down and celebrate Civic Media and all it's doing for the state of Wisconsin here. A couple of birthdays and anniversaries. We have, let's see here. We have Brenda Kronberger, who is celebrating a birthday, and that birthday is going on today. So, Brenda, happy birthday to you. Now, if you're celebrating here on this 16th day of July, a couple of celebrity ones, first of all, to go along with the local ones. Corey Feldman, the actor, is 54, Lost Boys, he was in that. Barry Sanders, one of the greatest to ever run the football. 57 today for Barry Sanders, football running back with the Detroit Lions. Will Ferrell, funny man, 58 today. The list of his credentials. I think a comedy legend already, Will Ferrell. And just, you never know with Will Ferrell. He's too fun. 58 today. Phoebe Cates, the actress from Fast Times at Ridgemont High and others, is 62 today. We've got Michael Flatley from Lord of the Dance is 67. And Ronnie Robbins, the son of the late Marty Robbins, is also a country singer. And Ronnie Robbins is celebrating a 76th birthday today.
Get ready for a laid-back summer with 98Q Country. From July 15th to the 30th, we're picking one lucky qualifier every weekday, 12 in total. Listen for the daily keyword several times a day, then hit the text button on the 98Q page of the Civic Media app to enter. Every qualifier wins a prize, and one will kick back in style with a grand prize, a recliner from Shawamigan Home Furnishings in Park Falls. The winner will be drawn Friday, August 1st, under the Flamborama tent. Must be present to win. Listen for keywords every weekday through July 30th. A laid-back summer on 98Q.
A birthday wish is also Bert Polacek is celebrating a birthday today, a 99th for Bert today. Bert, happy birthday to you. Fantabulous. Use that word. 99 for Bert. Happy birthday to you, Bert. Hope you have a great day today. More on that, what Gray just mentioned there, our laid-back summer giveaway. The key word today, by the way, is snooze, S-N-O-O-Z. E. Get us that keyword on the Civic Media app sometime today, and you'll be in to be a qualifier. Lori was our first qualifier yesterday, and we want to hopefully give you a shot or make you a qualifier here today. Snooze is your keyword. Text that to us right now, anytime today, in fact, through the Civic Media app.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code AIRPORT25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
All right, Reality Radio, every Wednesday morning from 8 to 10. We take a couple hours. We talk about a lot of community events. Now, you still have time to grab the kids, grab the grandkids, and go on down to the Park Falls Library. There is a free show this morning, The Magic of Isaiah. And he was here, I think he's been here a couple different times, and the Weathershield Light Foundation, they pick up the tab to bring Isaiah up from La Crosse. And you're going to love this show, folks. 10:30, about an hour and a half show, whatever, at the Park Falls Public Library, free, 10:30 this morning, The Magic of Isaiah, on a rainy, drip.